On the Podzilla 1985 offices, and ho ho ho, we got two of them here tonight. Welcome to Podzilla After Dark.
That was a terrible joke.
Nobody saw it coming.
That was pretty good.
The Podzilla.
I enjoyed that.
1985 Network. It is After Dark.
It's me and Shannon. We're the hoes.
Yes. Well, who? Yeah. I mean, between us, we've slept with many women. I can't even count them on one finger. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, my co-host and co-owner, of course, Jesse Kimball.
That's me.
We got Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
And Allie, not actually interested
Hi.
In these jokes.
Hi.
So what you guys don't know, and the listeners at home do, is the song that I picked for the opening tonight.
Oh, no.
Allie, actually, I think you do know because I was listening
to
it last night.
Yeah.
Is it Christmas themed?
It is.
Is it something Claus?
No. It's Merry Motherfucking Christmas by Eazy-E.
What?
Former founding member of the NWA, Allie, which stands for?
I'm not going to
Ninjas
say
with
it.
Hats. Oh, no. No, that's
what?
That's Fear of a Black Hat. Sorry. Ninjas with Attitudes.
There you go.
There you go. And the discoverer of Bone Thugs and Harmony, which, by the way, Jesse, we can't talk about it tonight. We've been sworn to secrecy, but next week we'll talk about our Spotify for the year.
Oh, the Spotify Wrapped?
The Wrapped. But Bone Thugs and Harmony is on my top 10 artists for the decade, which is pretty cool.
See, mine didn't show me a top 10. I just got shown a top 5.
I got top 10. Well, it said top 10. I checked it in when Allie and I were in her car earlier, mm-hmm. and it only showed me 4. But then when I got on a computer, it showed me all 10. So I don't know if you checked a computer or did you do your phone?
I did on the computer.
Oh,
and,
well then.
And it showed me 5.
Weird. But we're going to talk about that next week because Mandy Kennedy, fingers crossed, will be joining us next week.
And she will kill us if we talk music without her.
She begged. She begged and pleaded. And Mandy Kennedy doesn't beg and plead.
She actually messaged me.
Did she really?
outside of that chat because nobody responded to either of us
no one really
in that group chat. So she was like, so yeah, I saw that nobody responded to me.
I didn't even see that she posted it, I'll be honest.
I was about to, and then people walked in the store and I had to put my phone away. So
I honestly didn't see that she'd replied.
It was because, but you know, I had asked, like, do we want to do something? Because the Spotify thing is sweeping social media. The internet is obsessed now with the Spotify Wrapped, including me. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And it was cool to see, like, you know, what music I've listened to, how it's not changed in the last 5 years.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I don't want to say it all, but when I looked at my top 10 artists, it's the same artist from like 7 years ago. I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it showed me like everything from 2012. And for the last 5 years, I've had the same top artist. Bet you can guess who it is, internet land.
Yeah, Jesse actually threw out a guess just randomly before I even got on. It's like, oh, I wonder what Shannon's will be, and got like most of them correct. The only one he got wrong was Taylor Swift,
which still blows my mind.
Well, because Taylor Swift was not on Spotify.
Yeah,
I thought I knew she wasn't on for a long time, but I thought they had added her like early in 2019.
They might have, but considering like the other artists that were on the list and how long I've been listening to them and how much, there's no way she could have taken over in that period of time. Because like we're talking about heavy hitters, Coheed and Cambria, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Chevelle. I mean, people that I've listened to like.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect her to make your decade, but I figured they would have made your 2019.
Actually, I didn't look at my 2019. I just looked at decade.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 2019.
I haven't been on Spotify for a decade.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was only on for 6 years.
I've been on it in the last, like, 3 months.
Well, they would give you your last 3 months, though. Yeah. But, yeah, we'll reveal our results next week, and that'll be a lot of fun.
I think it will be a lot of fun, yeah.
Tonight's episode, by the way, once again, sponsored by Grape Nos from Nos, the official
You really want that NOS sponsorship.
Of After Dark. Yeah, but I really don't need it because I heard this stuff will kill you and give you cancer. But again, drink Grape NOS. We're back.
I'm enjoying coffee.
Yeah, I wanted coffee, but I didn't. I wanted coffee, but the only way I could have gotten coffee really is if I would have told Lindsay or Allie, hey, will you pick me up Dunkin' on the way back? But we had one this morning. And I was like, well, I don't want to drink too much coffee. So instead, I went for the high sugar energy drink. We're back after a week. We were off last week for Thanksgiving. I don't even remember what we did for Thanksgiving, honestly. Did we come hang out?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, we did. Because we went Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, because you came home with a 70-inch TV.
I did.
Me and you played some Call of Duty. And you're like, hey, you want to go shopping?
Let me tell you about that adventure, by the way. So myself, Jesse, Alethea.
Yes.
Ethan, who's, you know, a regular on the show. And, well, I guess it was just us four. Because Calvin
I was being antisocial.
Which you usually are, which I don't even try anymore. I used to tell Lindsay, like, hey, you should come hang out. And I'd fight her on it. And now she just goes, I don't feel. And so she says, I'm like, cool. And I'm already out the door. The door's swinging back and forth like an old saloon door.
Old time Western.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because we don't have those types of doors.
Right. Yeah. Suddenly your door grows like the extra hinge. It just starts swinging.
I don't know. We're going to have a box fort pretty soon with all the stuff that Bob's had delivered lately.
Yeah. He loves Amazon, which, by the way, fucking Bob. Amazon is like the fucking devil.
Also, our UPS shows up at like 6:30, and they freak me out every time because I feel like
evening
because I feel like it's too late for deliveries, and that's like three times I'm getting doorbell.
This is Christmas time, anywho.
Well, plus, yeah, no, it's dark as shit, and like packages are coming. I get it.
It's dark as shit at 3:00. So, anyway, Calvin left, so it was just us four. We started driving around. We went to Best Buy.
And this was on Thanksgiving Day starting about 8 p.m.
Right. We had started earlier in the week or in the day because Allie and myself had gone to GameStop at like 3 or 4, just to go say hi. I didn't really want to buy anything, but I did want to go support them because I do like the guys over there, you know, Tabitha and Sam and Alex and others. And it was busy-ish. But from what I understand, GameStop did not do great. They did not have a good Black Friday. I even looked around and I was like, well, maybe I'll pick up something. But there was literally nothing. There was no deals I want to take advantage of. And by the way, really quick, before I forget it, that is not indicative of just GameStop. Like, I'm not just saying like, oh, GameStop didn't have any good deals. I bought next to nothing Black Friday weekend or Cyber Monday.
Same.
Yeah. Really, really lackluster.
And really, yeah, just in general, the game deals were pretty lackluster this year. Because I know like basically every single store, like all the big box stores, had the same sales on the same games.
$30 on specific games, $45 for Modern Warfare, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, like some of them ranged a little bit. Like Target had Modern Warfare for $45. The lowest price I found it was like $38 at Walmart. And GameStop also had the $38. But unlike Walmart, GameStop's is a doorbuster deal. So if you didn't go in Thanksgiving afternoon, then you paid $60 because it went back up to regular price after the doorbuster deal.
And God bless the gentleman at the door at GameStop when I walked in and he handed me a flyer and tried to explain to me how GameStop works. And I just want to be like, I know. I've been here. Thanks.
I've done your job, sir.
Yeah. Well, I never did his job. I was always behind the counter because I was more important.
Yeah, no, none of us had to do the handout pamphlets on Black Friday.
Right. That's the Ethan position.
You get the holiday hire. Yep. That's the only shift they work. It's usually like the worst holiday hire. I'm sorry if somebody's listening to this.
And you're
one
of them.
They were the holiday hire that their only shift was handing out flyers.
But you also know we're not lying. We're not liars.
Yeah, because that was like you took the worst holiday hire. You gave them one shift. It was Black Friday. It was handing out flyers.
Otherwise, they were just a name in the computer so you could say you counted towards your holiday hires.
Yep, because I think it has gotten better. Like towards the end, it got a little bit better. I remember when I first started, though, like we had a mandatory minimum number of employees we had to hire for Black Friday.
Yep.
And it was something like 10 employees for our store that
it
we had to hire.
It was a stupid number.
Stupid high number. We had to have at least 10 holiday hires hired. So what we would end up doing was hiring like 4 people for real for the holiday. And then the other 6 would be filled with like our friends and family.
This is one of the discount stuff.
Yeah, like we called them discount employees.
Yep. And with us, it was always like former employees like Lee Hodges and people like that were just like, hey, do you want to come back for the Christmas season just to say you're here? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, like they wouldn't.
Oh, that's good.
Like just to be a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't they wouldn't work any shifts or anything like that. They would be on exclusively.
But they also didn't want to.
To cover call. They were there exclusively to fill that quota.
Right.
Because we had a quota of employees we had to hire.
Right.
And that did get better. Like by the end of it, like I think my last year working Black Friday, we only had to hire 6 employees.
That's probably because the hours also went way down.
They did.
Yeah, so it's give and take.
They really did.
GameStop did not do well on Black Friday. From what I understand, you can always check out Camelot on YouTube. I'm sure he'll talk about it at length. That dude's getting all kinds of trouble. He's not really doing anything we didn't do already, but, you know, let him take the heat. So that's whatever. We then went to, that night, we went to Best Buy, and that's where we ran into, who did we run into? Dalton Anthony and Sadie, who were there just, I think they came to, what, buy a two movies.
They wanted to buy a few movies. Right. They, at the very least, wanted to complete their MCU collection.
Right. And as we walked in, before we met them, Jesse, I believe, pointed at, we looked at this TV, and Jesse was like, oh, you could, that's a good TV. And I stared at it, and I was like, that's a good TV.
And no, I said, big.
Yeah,
my words. Like, that's a big ass TV, because it was a big ass TV.
We looked around, we ran to Dalton and them. I'm talking about the TV. I'm trying to figure out how I can do it. I have the money to do it. Don't get me wrong, I could do it, but I just got out of debt, and I'm like, I really don't want to get back into it. But at the same time, I have wanted a big TV for the living room forever. That was one of the things I wanted,
and it was an incredible price.
It was an incredible price, $550 for a 70-inch 4K Samsung
TV.
Yeah.
So while I've talked about it so much.
I paid $200
Jesse, stop,
more
no.
than, Jesse. Like, a year and a half ago or some shit, like 2 years ago, Jesse. Some shit like that. I paid more than that for my 55-inch 4K TV.
Jesse, please, don't do this yourself.
I know, it's just like TVs have gotten bewilderingly cheap.
Mm-hmm. While we were doing that, unbeknownst to us, Ethan just bought a TV.
He just walked up like, got a new TV, guys? Jesse, can you fit this in your car?
Yeah, didn't ask or anything, just assuming.
Yeah, luckily his TV, though, was like...
You got a 43-inch, like, it was fine.
Yeah, which he didn't have a 4K TV, and his TV was smaller. So Ethan, great upgrade. It was like $200 bucks. Good job, Ethan.
Because apparently his TV before that was like a 27-inch TV he just had on his dresser.
Yep.
So yeah, and it was just an HD, it was a really old HD TV. So
it was a TCL. I have the exact same TV.
Bigger.
Yeah, well, no, we had the exact same TV in the game room. Which Lindsay has now in her room, the 43-inch. It's a nice TCL. He bought the same one. I was like, good job. He bought it. Well, we didn't know. I thought he was just carrying it around because he was thinking about buying it. And he's like, no, I got the receipt and everything. I'm like, oh, fuck, Ethan. So then the next thing I know, I'm looking over and Jesse's with Dalton and Sadie over there. They've got a TV in their car. I have Inspired TVs all over the board. That's why he needs to cut me into those profits.
So we didn't get the TV because we were concerned about how we would be able to put this TV up.
Right, because we know now that TVs generally, they don't have the middle stand anymore. They're all on the sides. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they spread them out to keep it. So we were worried that we wouldn't be able to put the TV up.
Yes. So we went, we got...
By the way, she's only telling the story so she could take credit for her genius idea.
No,
I know what
I'm
you're
telling
doing.
This because I think it's funny. So we say bye to Dalton and Sadie. At Best Buy, they got their TV. We decided, let's make sure we can get a TV stand for this first. So we go to Target.
See, Lindsay, we were being smart.
I appreciate that.
We go to Target. I had an idea, but this isn't why I was telling the story.
But it was a really good idea.
Instead of paying like $200 for a TV stand, we spent $100 getting two smaller TV stands that you could push together.
Yeah. Good idea, because the TV stand we were looking at was like $260 or something like that. Yeah.
And so we do that. And as we're leaving, we see Dalton and Sadie coming in because their TV is too big for their TV stand.
Oh, yeah. I knew they were coming. Like, yeah. I actually told, because Dalton messaged me. He was like, so... TV's too small for the, or TV's too big for our TV stand. And I was like, ah, shit. Yeah, we're at, right now we're at Target looking for them a TV stand. And he's like, we'll be there in a minute. So, and as we're walking out, he finally gets there.
So unfortunately for Dalton, though, is the TV stand he was looking for that we had done, we had just bought the last two. So he ended up getting a more expensive TV, which is, by the way, really nice TV stand that they got. It looks great. He actually sent me a picture of it at like 2 a.m. and I was like, looks sweet, dude. Because he stayed up super late like I did, you know, messing with
I didn't appreciate stands at midnight.
We got her done, though.
He was
great.
So excited about that, like, TV and the TV stand.
Yeah.
And, whenever, because that was his first 4K TV as well.
Yeah, it was his first 4K, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's weird to think that 2019, we have friends that don't have 4K TVs.
I know, right? We have some friends that still think
there's
no difference between...
I mean, I wouldn't, except that you're incessant on all your...
Yeah, no, I don't want hillbilly TVs in my fucking house.
Tanner has a 4K TV.
He was the first one. Tanner was the first one that had a 4K TV. I think he got it for like $50 at like Buckeyes or something, but
Buckeyes.
It came with a free pair of boots. Because
it sounds like bucket,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he got it at Menards, if I remember correctly. He legitimately did. Anyway.
Menards sold TVs.
Yeah. Menards sells everything.
Yeah, anything you could possibly want, they got you.
Yeah.
No, that's yeah. We have some friends that still believe there's no real noticeable difference between DVD and Blu-ray.
there are sometimes I could give you Blu-ray and 4K because sometimes it does look really similar and, it's, and you have to look. But DVD,
Wait, yeah. See, it's one of those things. Like if you see 4K side by side with Blu-ray, you'll look and you're like, yes, that is a noticeable like you know uptick in quality. I disagree with weird.
How does clear look weird?
It's too clear.
It's like looking into like it's like looking at a window
yes,
into the
it's disturbing.
Into the movie.
This car is too nice.
So yeah, like I'll give you 4K and 1080p. A lot of times, like you might need a side by side to really see the difference. But like the first time I went from DVD quality, the 480 to 1080p, that was like mind-blowingly yeah. different.
When I got a 1080p TV for Dead Rising on 360 mm-hmm. because the text was so small if you didn't have.
Yeah, if you didn't have an HDTV, you couldn't. Yeah, it was a problem in that game.
And I just remember the being blown away by the clarity. Once we got it all set up, it was like, holy shit, this looks amazing. I actually had that moment last night, just a quick tangent. I downloaded Tekken Tag Tournament on Xbox One because I had it for 360. And I was like, I would love to play Tekken Tag because I like Tekken Tag more than I like Tekken 7. And I'm like, and they don't even look that different. Like, they look the same. They didn't really do anything new with 7. Then I booted Tekken Tag up, and I went, holy shit, is this playing on a calculator? Where are all these jagged edges everywhere? This is terrible. You can't go back. You can't go back. It's impossible.
Nope.
So, yeah, full thing, circle. We all ended up getting TVs.
Except for Jesse.
Except for Jesse.
But although, Jesse had to help most of us.
Oh, so the original point of the story, 20 minutes later, yeah. was Allie went home with the stands. Her and Lindsay started building them. So Jesse and I went to go put the TV in his SUV. It's the SUV,
yeah, it's
right?
an SUV.
And to take it home. I'm like, well, he's got an SUV. That's going to be the best thing possible. And it was. And Lucas, who used to work here with us, and he works at Best Buy now, explained to us how if you don't put your TV like up, you have to sign a waiver. And I didn't know if that was true or not. That is absolutely true because Pat was telling me when he bought his TV, he had to sign a waiver saying that if he put it sideways, he couldn't return it because it was his fault.
Right. If there's damage from that.
If there's damage from that. So we didn't sign that waiver, obviously. And
because he kept saying like, yeah, I'll have to have you sign this waiver and shit like that. We just walked out with the damn thing. Yeah. Like, there was no waiver signed.
No waivers. So we get it out to his car and we push it in and we're like, all right, let's shut it. And the back of Jesse's car comes down. It's automatic. It comes down to where the TV is and just stops and goes back up.
Yeah, because we're like, I don't think this will quite make it, but it's okay. My car door is smart. It won't keep going.
But he also added, or it'll shatter my window. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, so like depending on where it was, like I was thinking it might, you know, like pop my window right on out of there. No, that would have sucked.
Good thing it didn't do that.
No.
But it was so big that we ended up having to scoot the seats up to an uncomfortable level.
Yes.
To get the TV. And then the TV barely fit in there.
An uncomfortable and dangerous level.
Yes.
I don't think that my reaction time like on anything would have been particularly great. Like if I needed to swerve out of the way of something or quickly mash the brake, I don't think it would have gone well for us.
I could not move my legs at all. My knees were up to my chest, and like
you were in the fetal position in your seat.
I told Jesse, "Like I can't move. If you get in a wreck right now, my legs are gone."
Oh yeah, no, like
they're just going through my face.
Yeah, if I got into a head on collision or anything,
bender.
If I had hit the brakes too hard, our knees would have been just shattered.
Yeah, it was real bad. It was the most uncomfortable ride I've ever been in. Yeah,
my steering wheel was inside of me.
It was. They had fused together at one point. Jesse was the rogue. We got it home, got it all together, and it was great. And it's a good TV, and I love it. But God damn, what an adventure just getting that thing home.
Yeah, I really want a 70-inch TV now. As soon as it was one of those things, like I went in on Monday because it was still on
Maybe
sale.
Maybe ask Bob on a day off to put it in his truck.
My roommate has
to buy it first.
My roommate has a truck. So
I forgot.
Yeah,
remember your
route.
Desk went out the back of it.
Hopefully the TV wouldn't.
Quite literally.
So anyway, yeah, I went back on Monday. I was like, if they've still got one on Monday, because it was still on sale. Like, if they still got one on Monday, I'll get it. They didn't.
No, because we went there on, wasn't it Sunday or something? And they were all gone.
Sunday.
I was like, see? told you we should buy one.
Or even Friday, because I got off work. No, it had to have been Friday, because we got off work and you're like, let's go shopping.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because I left early because I didn't want to work 11 hours on a Black Friday.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was quite an adventure, and now TVs are had. The other day we ended up buying a mesh Wi-Fi system for the first time called Orbi. Orbi's going back to Best Buy today because Orbi didn't do so well. He did great until he didn't.
I still just think of the Jetsons.
Yeah, I mean it feels futuristic.
Uh-huh.
You ever notice how in the Jetsons there weren't any minorities? The future looks bright, doesn't it?
Ouch.
That is a joke from In Living Color.
I know.
Okay. Just so everybody knows.
Especially the people out in listener land.
Jim Carrey said it as Ross Perot. Look up In Living Color. It's a classic show. Some of your favorite stars came from it. Jim Carrey, Jennifer Lopez, Marlon Wayans.
A lot of people were on In Living Color.
Most of them Wayans.
A lot of Wayans with their In Living Color.
Got more kids than Wayans, Mama. Jesse, I got a motherfucker for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I also got a motherfucker, but it's a lesser motherfucker than what you got.
Well, I have two semi-lesser ones. One, I was going to jokingly say GameStop for eliminating the discount on the Pro Card and going to the $5 gift certificate.
Yeah, while that is old news, that's still bullshit, especially because they still charge you for the goddamn card.
Well, yeah, but...
It's the same fucking thing you get at Best Buy for free.
I feel like I can't criticize too much because I do like them, and I know it's not their decision. It's the store's decision.
No, if you were being shitty with a GameStop employee about this, then fuck you.
Yeah, it's not their fault. They got to toe the corporate line.
Yeah, exactly. Be shitty with corporate all you want. Hit up social media and like, wow, GameStop corporate is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Do not fucking bitch at these employees.
Yeah. So that was the joking one. But my actual one, and her husband has been motherfucker before, but this week, I'm nominating Melania Trump.
Oh, shit.
Melania Trump is my motherfucker of the week because, you know, I don't know if you heard, they have these impeachment thing going on right now.
Mm-hmm. All I keep hearing is something about a giant peach.
Giant peach. They had four law professors, I believe, to testify, three from the Democrats, one from the Republicans, and one of the Democratic ones, I believe, made a joke about how presidents aren't kings, they're not tyrants. And she said something to the extent of, I'm paraphrasing, President Trump can create a baron, but he can't make one or something like that because their son's name is Barron.
Mm-hmm.
Their youngest son is named Barron. I think he's like 12, 13, maybe a little bit younger. And one of the unspoken rules in politics is you don't bring children into it. So the Republicans, and to be fair, the Democrats too kind of condemned it. The Republicans went off on it. That's their talking point. Try to get your attention away from the impeachment trials. But Melania Trump really went after it and said that this person should be ashamed of themselves, you know, and really just tried to like go after it. Now, the reason I'm going after Melania on this is because I agree with her. It's a bad joke and it shouldn't have been made. It's not even that harmful of a joke, but it's just the fact that you don't name drop kids in politics. But the reason I think she's a motherfucker is like you sat by for the past however many years while your husband fat shamed people, made fun of women, called them horse faces, has dogged how many people,
makes fun of the mentally handicapped,
makes fun of the, and you're in this anti-bullying campaign too,
yeah,
which is
yeah,
great. You sat by while your husband did all this and not a fucking word was uttered about any of it. They say one sort of joke about your child and now all of a sudden you're protective. What a hypocrite. Like, that is so shitty to me, and I feel like she should be ashamed of herself for not defending all of the people that Donald Trump has like humiliated in the past couple of years.
Just outright verbally attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's absolutely ridiculous and disgusting, and the fact that they're now trying to use this as a way to distract from what Donald Trump did is also kind of, you know,
no, yeah, because that's what it's despicable. Like, it's just they're putting up a smoke screen.
It is. It's a smoke screen.
Yeah.
But Melania especially, like to be so high and mighty suddenly when your husband is such, has degraded women, has degraded children.
Has degraded like everybody but rich white people.
Everybody that disagrees with him and sometimes
okay,
people that agree with him.
Specific rich white people, because there are also rich white people he's made fun of.
True. Bernie Sanders. No, Bernie's not rich. He's
Bernie's definitely upper, like upper middle, money, like lower upper class. Like he's got money.
Yeah.
Point is, Melania. I really did think that Melania Trump was like above it because I've never been a huge fan of her, but I think anti-bullying is a great message. I really do. Mm-hmm. I also think that more often than not, she kind of sends smoke signals behind, you know, like kind of you look at this hand, then she does something with her right hand to kind of let you know that she's in on it. She doesn't always appreciate what he does, you know, that kind of stuff. She wore the jacket once that said, I don't really care to you. And everybody's like, oh, is that a shot at Trump? Is that a shot at whatever? But in this particular case, like now all of a sudden you're being defensive because it's your kid in the news when Donald Trump has just fucking torched the earth. It's disgusting. It's despicable to me. And I think she should be ashamed of herself. Jesse, what do you got?
Oh, yeah. So my motherfucker. All right. So I think it was Monday morning. Every morning, my roommate has an Echo in the bathroom. Like I use it to listen to my music and stuff like that when I'm in the shower. And every morning while I'm brushing my teeth, I have them play news from a couple of places. One of the places I have play news for me is CNN. So right now, like the CNN morning quick news team are my motherfuckers because they present the story like this as they go through with like five things you need to know this morning. And the last thing on there, they start playing a Willie Nelson track. I'm like, okay, where are we going? And then he just says, country music icon Willie Nelson has smoked his last joint. And I'm like, oh, Willie, no!
Not the redheaded stranger.
And there actually is like a gap in there. Oh, he's fine. He's still with us. But he has decided to stop smoking. It's like, you motherfuckers! Oh. Like, because like I don't necessarily care too much for like Willie Nelson's music or anything, but I like Willie Nelson a lot.
Yeah,
and he has several songs that I enjoy. And I'm just in there like, oh, you dickheads, you. Because he's also, I mean, he's up there. Like I think he's 80 something now.
Yeah,
like
that is just the best clickbait.
Yeah, no, they did audio clickbait.
Audio bait.
Because I was just like, what the fuck?
That's terrible.
That's that Kent Brockman level of journalism. The president dies. His hair.
Yeah. Some bullshit. That's my, like I said, my little motherfucker there. It's not that big of a deal.
I still remember I got in the car. I was at work at GameStop, and I got in the car to go home, or maybe I was going on lunch or whatever, and I turned it on one of the stations, and they were playing like Thriller, and I went, oh, no. Why is the station that never plays Michael Jackson playing Michael Jackson? He had died.
Well, no. We had someone, your person that was coming into the shift said that he passed away. And we're like, nuh-uh.
Yeah,
no way.
He'll never
die. And then we went out to the car and it was playing Thriller. And we're like, you and me.
When did I know you back then?
Yeah, just drink your NOS. Uh-huh.
Grape NOS. GT Grape.
Throw this at him.
No.
It's empty.
I mean, that no.
It's officially NOS High Performance Energy Drink GT Grape. You know what that stands for? Great tasting.
Is it?
It is now. If I get that sponsorship. Just don't go listening to some of the past shows. You might not like what you hear. Allie, you had a motherfucker.
Did I?
Is it George Zimmerman? Because somebody should do George Zimmerman.
Damn it, he was gonna be. Yeah, he was gonna be my other one.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but by all means.
But George Zimmerman was the serious one. I guess Melania is kind of serious too, because I legitimately do think that's trashy to like stand idly by while your husband trashes people, women that have accused him of assault, the same man that paid off a porn star after you gave birth to your child, the same child who paid off the porn star to be quiet because he had an affair on you. The same husband that had groped women and bragged about sexually assaulting women on camera when he didn't know he was being recorded. You defended
locker
him.
Locker room talk, man.
You stood by talk. Silently till someone made a joke about your kid. I almost insulted him too, but that kid ain't done nothing to me. I can't insult that kid.
No, it's not his fault. He was born into that family.
I'll wait till he's 18, then I'll trash him.
Because, I mean,
by the time he's 18, he
will be groomed into a trash bag.
Yeah. I've got like, remember they had the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen countdown clock? I got the same thing for him, but for different reasons.
Oh, I'm going to roast you, motherfucker.
I'm trash you. I got your Twitter handle ready. You're going to get such a verbal lashing on the stroke of midnight. So yeah, George Zimmerman. Oh, so little trivia. The very first audio podcast I ever did was a year and a half before we started Podzilla 1985, and it was about Trayvon Martin. I talked about that whole incident.
Has it really been that long?
It's been that long. It's been at least 6-7 years.
2012, I think, yeah. Was the Trayvon shooting.
So jeez. if you don't remember the Trayvon Martin shooting, and how could you this day and age when things change every, like a new shocking story happens every other day. Trayvon Martin was a young man who was walking home, had a hoodie, which I guess he had a hoodie and he was black, which was grounds to be followed and killed. George Zimmerman followed him against the advice of the police who he had called to say there's somebody in this neighborhood that I don't recognize.
Apparently George Zimmerman was neighborhood watch.
I think he was self-appointed too. I don't know probably. I don't think he was actually neighborhood watch.
That's the, if you listen to the other side of it, they claim he was neighborhood watch. He was very much doing his job.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I took a swig of nosh. Okay. So he followed Trayvon Martin. There was a confrontation. No one knows what happened because the only other person that could testify is dead. We know that George Zimmerman shot him and killed him. Was arrested, yeah, went to trial.
Because there's the thing about the phone call with the girlfriend. Yes. Like he was on the phone with somebody, but that was...
That's part of the lawsuit, actually.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
As crazy as that is. But he was acquitted on the stand your ground laws in Florida. So he basically got away with this murder of this teenage boy. And since then has just been the biggest garbage bag. Like, it's not like a redemption story. It's not like he, like... made a mistake. No, the dude's been a fucking piece of shit ever since then, too. Like, he's just been a piece of shit forever. He's gotten involved with many road rage incidents. He waves his gun around. He's fucking racist. One thing that always irritated me when they first talked about the case was they kept referring to George Zimmerman as a white Hispanic. And that always bothered me because he's Hispanic, but they wanted to make the race thing important because it is important, and it was partially because he was black. So they kept referring to him as a white Hispanic.
Yeah, it was definitely racist, but yeah. I think he was
he's mixed.
I think his dad was white and his mom was Hispanic, I think, something like that.
But it was such a small detail in such an overarching story, kind of, to me anyway. But it's very tragic. Well, this piece of shit this week has filed a $100 million lawsuit against the family of Trayvon Martin, his parents, plus I think their lawyer.
Yeah, the lawyer. Why? For the court case.
For defamation, for it's ruined his liberties, et cetera, et cetera. He's basically blaming
ruined
them.
His own liberties.
Yeah, I mean, hello, common sense. Like, when'd you get on
this? Anymore in
when'd
this
you
world?
Get on this podcast? Well,
the documentary apparently came out talking about.
And there was a book. There was a book talking about
it. Yeah, there was a book and there was a documentary talking about how everything like in that case was a sham. And all this other shit, which is one of those things like that kind of shit hits is like he won the case. Like what the fuck more do you want?
Yeah.
Well, apparently his reputation was damaged.
Well, yeah.
His reputation. This child murderer. His poor reputation.
He lost a fight with a 16-year-old kid and then had to anyway, I'm not gonna get into that part of it. So like the documentary hit or the book hit, the documentary hit, and it's talking about like how a critical part of the case could not have possibly been true, like one of the cases of Trayvon's family or pieces of evidence. It was about his girlfriend.
It was the phone call.
Yeah,
that it was somebody impersonated it or it was false. Yeah. It was some kind of
because it was
fraud.
The girl. According
Diamond
to the document,
I think was her name.
Yeah, something like Diamond something. According to the book/documentary, he was on the phone with that girl, and phone records prove that. But she wouldn't lie for Trayvon's family, so they got somebody to impersonate her, saying like, "Yeah, that's the name I go by, but my real name is this," and then got her to lie on the stand. For like in favor of Trayvon, so the book and documentary came out saying that, and now like it's like Zimmerman sees a possibility of a payout here, so he's going for it,
and $100 million. Someone else had posted it, and it was like, man, can you imagine anywhere else you could murder someone's kid and then sue them for $100 million?
Yeah, no, some bullshit.
I'm hoping this goes away, and I hope he's embarrassed. I mean, it's absolutely depressing. Also, I don't think it was Diamond Jones. I wanted to make sure I got the name
right. It was Diamond something.
It was Diamond something. Diamond Eugene.
There you go.
Yeah. So it talks about there was a recorded audio tape of Diamond Eugene, who he said was Trayvon's 16-year-old girlfriend, who was on the phone with him just before the altercation. However, 2 weeks later, 18-year-old Rachel Gentel, the alleged imposter, appeared before prosecutors claiming to be Diamond Eugene and provided false statements to incriminate Zimmerman based on coaching from others. That's the accusation.
Yeah.
And the thing that you can't dispute from the case is that he did kill Trayvon Martin, yeah, and he got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know... Jesse, do you remember the Diamond Eugene thing until this?
No, I don't. I've forgotten about it.
Yeah. I don't remember a damn thing about it. So, like, that part of it, I didn't think do anything. She didn't fake this story that he killed Trayvon Martin. He absolutely killed Trayvon Martin. That is not in dispute. So I don't understand the basis of the lawsuit, and it's ridiculous.
Well, it went around with this, like, he's calling it a smear campaign. Because everybody that sees him, like, oh, yeah, you're that colossal piece of shit.
And you're the murderer.
And he's going around acting like the reason that everybody's treating him like a colossal piece of shit is because of this trial. In reality, George...
He's just a piece of shit.
You're a colossal piece of shit.
You murdered a kid for no reason because he was black.
Yeah, because he was black and walking in a neighborhood that he lived in that you didn't think he belonged in.
And he probably beat your ass when you confronted him and picked a fight with him, and then you got scared and shot him. And you got away with it. And now you want to get paid for it. Oh, my God. There's actually, this week was a laundry list of, like, holy fuck, I never thought I'd hear about that again, / fuck that person. Mm-hmm. Casey Anthony is apparently pregnant with twins.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Who?
Casey Anthony, she was the mother of, I think it was Kaylee, I want to say. So her daughter.
Yeah, go ahead.
Her daughter goes missing.
Uh-huh.
I think the grandparents reported it. Like, she didn't even report it. The daughter went missing for weeks. There's this big search. They ended up finding her, like, buried. And Casey Anthony said there are a couple different things that she died and she had buried her. Like, all these different stories, when reality is, allegedly, because she was also acquitted, she murdered her own child and hid it. Mm. Like, they found all this shit in, like, stains and stuff in the trunk of her car. It was this really terrible thing. She clearly did it, but she got away with it because she's white, she's pretty.
And there was no, like, they lacked conclusive evidence. And I think it was the same thing with the Trayvon case. Because they lacked conclusive evidence to say that Trayvon was murdered.
Yeah, to have without a reasonable doubt.
They lacked evidence to show that she killed her daughter. Because she said that her daughter had died, but she made it sound like her daughter died and she didn't know what to do. She freaked out and panicked. And she went partying. There's pictures of her, like, at parties while her daughter was dead. And she got away with it. Not only did she get away with it, she also, I'm pretty sure, made a huge chunk of money for her interviews. She profited off it, and now she's pregnant with twins is the story that's going around, which, oh my God, I never thought I'd hear that name again, and I didn't care to either because what a piece of garbage she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even like kids, but fuck that, man.
And then there was the story about the woman her son committed suicide and talked her daughter into it as well.
Oh, no, that's God damn, that's that story I posted earlier in the week about the woman who said that her 8-year-old son had killed himself and convinced their 4-year-old daughter to kill herself with him.
Yes.
And the mother found them hanging in the basement, mm-hmm, when in reality, someone had looked up on her computer how to hang people, of carbon monoxide poisoning. She looked up episodes of I Almost Got Away With It. There is pictures and video of her having sex with a dog. There's text messages she sent unnamed person talking about how the dog's licking her pussy. It is the most vile fucking shit you've ever fucking heard.
Yeah, so because I think, like, I had heard that now she is actually being charged with murdering the children.
She's in jail right now. Charged. With that and whatever the charge is. I know it's bestiality, but they didn't word it that way. It was sex with an animal, you know?
Yeah. Animal cruelty or something.
She definitely got charged with animal cruelty.
Yeah.
And then there's also, just to top it off, the police chief in Chicago that led the whole thing against Juicy Smouye, the famous French actor. He was, I think he was fired, I forget the exact wording of it, for, like, as they put it, like, intolerable conduct. No one knows what intolerable conduct means when it comes to a police chief, but it looks really bad, and this will probably hurt the city of Chicago's case against Jesse Smollett. So, like, just a whole round of, like, well, fuck, 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 the fucks.
Yeah. Can we talk about Christmas now?
There's all. You also won't hear about this on the lamestream media, but there was a guy who was arrested for funneling illegal money to the Clinton campaign, which has really happened. And apparently the Clintons aren't being charged with it, but he has been. And legitimately, you won't hear about that. And that's a shame because, again, At this show, we are not against Republicans. We're against corruption on all sides. So if the Clintons did something, fucking lock them up too. I saw a meme that said Republicans dot dot. Well, if we impeach this president, then we have to hold all corrupt presidents accountable. And then everybody's like, yes.
Uh-huh,
yes,
do
we do.
That.
Correct.
That's kind of the point.
All right, let's talk about Christmas.
Because I will say, like, I don't believe that the Clintons are squeaky clean by any means.
They're
but
absolutely
I also
not.
Don't think they're having people murdered, you weird fucks.
We can confirm that Hillary Clinton does love penis, though. She went on Howard Stern and confirmed it.
Okay.
Because there's rumors that she's like bisexual or lesbian, and she pointed out, no, I'm straight. I actually like men quite a bit. Insert penis for men. And also, Billy Dee Williams said he was gender fluid.
And then he retracted it
and said, I don't even know what gender fluid means. Like, I'm just saying it's okay to be masculine or feminine, but I mean, I'm not gay.
Oh, Billy Dee.
Thanks, Lando. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was reading that article today, and I'm like, okay.
Maybe someone drank a little too much Colt 45.
Oh!
That's a beer that he plugged.
Malt liquor.
Oh, Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, Christmas.
I was really in the Christmas spirit till about 2 weeks ago, like right before Black Friday, and now it's gone again. And I'm going to try to rebuild it over the weekend because we've only got like
usually. Is it because it got warm again?
It got warm again. That's a big part of it.
You should watch the film on Disney Plus, Noel.
Doesn't that have Anna Kendrick?
It does. Yes. And it will put you in the... I watched it last night. It is disgustingly cute. like,
is it a love story?
No. It's really not.
Okay, then. Maybe I'll watch it. Love stories do not interest me because love is a bullshit emotion created by the Hallmark people.
By the Hallmark people.
Did you watch last year? Netflix put out a really good Christmas movie with I think we may have talked about it with
yeah, I know which one
Help.
You're talking about.
I know exactly.
Tombstone. Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I was going to Ego from
Really? Of all the characters he could play.
That one's the newest one in my head.
Plus, let's be fair, for Allie, that's probably the best representation of Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe! What the fuck?
It was me this time.
I'll bring it all over the place.
It wasn't me this time, yay.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I actually do have a really bad habit. I don't know what is with my brain and doing this.
Are you having
this.
Name dyslexia?
Okay, if two people have...
Hunter's going to get you for this one.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
It's coming tomorrow.
Hunter's gotten me for every time I've said it. but no, if they have the same first name as somebody else's last name, they are interchangeable in my mind. Allison Brie and Brie Larson? That happens all the goddamn time.
That actually happened to me, too. I've been accused of that one. Because I always thought, when I would be talking about like Captain Marvel, like, oh, yeah, Allison Brie's in that. And then I'd stop and go, is that right?
No.
Brie Larson. And, yeah, I do the same thing with Kurt Russell, Russell Crowe. And then there's somebody else that I do it with all the time.
Who's a better actor?
Kurt Russell.
Yeah. He did Tombstone.
Yeah.
And Bone Tomahawk.
I mean, Russell Crowe had Gladiator, though. Not Gladiator.
No, yeah, Gladiator.
Yeah, it was Gladiator. Yeah. I was thinking Troy for a second, and he's not in Troy.
Can I tell you something real quick, and I'm going to say it off camera so no one hears me?
Yeah, sure.
I've never seen Gladiator.
Really?
Off camera?
Yeah, we have cameras in here.
That's kind of surprising.
I've never seen Gladiator. I guess it's my Ghostbusters, Cody.
That's a real good movie. Kevin right now he's doing flips. He's like, wait a minute, what? You never seen Gladiator?
It's one of those movies that was so built up. I was like, everybody else has watched it. They got this one covered. I'll just watch this Asian Chinese kung fu movie that I rented at Blockbuster with Bob.
You could do both things.
Oh,
I think I have Gladiator. No. I had it on DVD.
We were going to watch The Irishman the other day.
I still want to watch it, but it's
three and a half hours.
That's pretty much why we did it.
Yeah, like each time I've thought about it, I was like, yeah, I really want to see that movie because I really want to see that movie.
My ears perk up. It's like De Niro, Pacino, Pesci.
In a gangster movie?
Ray Romano? Okay.
Yeah, why not? Why sure. Not?
And a Paquin.
Woo. And then you're like 3.5 hours.
That's
woo.
I got to devote myself to
so
that.
So instead,
one.
I'll just watch 6 episodes of a 30-minute show.
Yeah. I need to watch King of the Hill for the 30th time. What was the name of that movie with Kurt Russell? Allie, since you're so smart.
It was the one where he was Santa Claus, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you watch it?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It was really good. I don't remember the title of it either.
Because Lindsay didn't want to watch it. I had to like talk her into it. But by the time we watched it, we all really enjoyed it. And it was a lot of fun.
The Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Because Kurt Russell is the most badass.
I looked it up.
Okay. Well, you know.
It is right.
I'll verify it later.
I don't know if we trust your source.
I'll do my own
the
source.
The internet.
Are we going to do a list to watch for Christmas this year? Have we ever done that?
Yeah, we did
yes,
last
we
year.
Have.
Last year was the first year we've done it.
Okay, so we'll do another one this year then. That'd be fun. Could have done that tonight. Have we thought about it?
It's true.
Because we can't do it next week because I'm Andy.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
But it's true.
That's more violent than I meant it to be.
But no, yeah, I'd be fine with that. But yeah, I watched Noel last night because my roommate watched it and said it was really good. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. I got time to kill.
And it's Anna
Kendrick. I don't have 3.5 hours to kill. And I do love Anna Kendrick.
Oh, Anna Kendrick's just the best. She's the
national
cutest,
treasure.
Cutest, probably the cutest woman in the world. No offense to women. You know, cutest person. Because I can't think of a guy that's cuter either. Maybe Gackt.
Did you ever see... what's the movie with her, Zac Efron, Adam Devine?
No, look here, you're Aubrey.
Aubrey Plaza?
Yes.
Something Wedding
No,
Dates?
No, not Aubrey Plaza. Yeah, it's Wedding... It's Alexandra Daddario, I think, not Aubrey
no,
Plaza.
No, it's Aubrey Plaza.
Is it?
Yeah,
because that movie, I didn't see it, but I watched an interview with Aubrey Plaza, and she was talking about how... Because she was in the movie with Anna Kendrick and Zac Efron.
She's in another movie with Anna Kendrick, too.
They had, like,
Zac
a
Efron.
Dancing scene, and so they were all, like, really good at it, and she just was awkward and, like, herself.
Aubrey Plaza's, yeah, that's just
and
her.
And they realized, because she was like, so if they did dancing, she goes, well, I did river dancing as a child. And it was, and when you river dance, you don't really move your upper body, so no. She never knew what to do with her upper body.
That's great. Because, see, the problem is Zac Efron and Anna Kendrick are in Bad Grandpa with Aubrey Plaza.
Is Anna
that's
Kendrick
De Niro.
In that
or maybe that's Daddario. No, that's
I'm
Anna Kendrick,
so
I'm pretty
lost
sure.
Lost already.
I'm looking it up.
The cast of those two films is
very similar.
Because, yeah, I think Bad Grandpa is...
I know she was in that.
Bad Grandpa is the one. No, Bad Grandpa is the Jackass movie.
Okay, it's
but
not,
yeah, I know it's
what
it's something,
something Grandpa.
Yeah, because it's De Niro.
Yeah, it's got mm-hmm. it's got De Niro, somehow. Efron, and Aubrey Plaza for sure.
Yes, it does.
And I think Adam Devine is also in that film
because that's the one where Aubrey Plaza
and he also,
is in a black thong
and he falls
of
in love.
Of course, that's
with,
what you would remember.
I know it's because she, whenever she auditioned, they were like, "Okay, do you want the role that goes for Zac Efron?" And she was like, "No, I want the one that goes for Robert De Niro."
Jesse, it's a Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa. Grandpa. That's it. Okay.
Dirty Grandpa.
And so is it Anna
and
Kendrick
Danny
or
Glover.
Alexander Daddario?
In Dirty Grandpa?
Yeah.
Neither.
Wait, what?
It's Zoe Deutsch. Deutsch? Dutch. I don't know.
Really?
It's De Niro, Efron, Zoe Deutsch, and Aubrey Plaza.
Huh. I could have sworn that it was...
Here's the important thing. The important thing to remember is that there exists a movie, and I don't remember the name of it. But there is a movie where the plot of the story is that Alexandra Daddario and is it Kate Upton? I think it's Kate Upton are fighting over the same guy. So there exists a world where one guy has Alexandra Daddario and Kate Upton chasing him. What a fucking existence that must be.
God damn. I mean, I could see Zac Efron being in that situation at any point.
He is so good looking,
right?
Jesus Christ,
like an unfair level of good looking.
I remember when I saw him on High School Musical and I thought, look at this Dorcas. No one's ever, like, he's cute now, but he'll grow up to look like Edward Furlong. Joke was on me. He ended up looking like a goddamn Adonis.
No shit. And on top of that,
and he actually like can act.
He can act.
On top
he's
of that,
a cool guy.
I just fucking love that dude. Yeah. Like in all those movies I've mentioned that he's been in.
Yeah.
Like I even he was in was he in Baywatch?
He was in Baywatch with The Rock.
Yeah, he was in Baywatch with The Rock. I really enjoyed that one
because that was the first time I noticed his body.
He was in Neighbors.
Yeah, Neighbors was really fucking good.
Yeah.
Zach and Dave Need Wedding Dates, I think. Is that the name
of the
movie?
I think that's what it's called. Something that's similar, yeah.
Like, that one was really good.
He was in the Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah, he played Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Killer.
Well, there you go.
Netflix show.
I haven't
seen
that.
He did a really good job. At the end of it, they show, because like there's actual clips of Ted Bundy with the news, and they show that next to what Zach did for the movie, and it's pretty spot on.
I really like when they do stuff like that with like the
they had to hide that body though.
The one, the Franco movie, about the room,
Disaster Artist.
Yes.
Yeah, Disaster Artist. Yeah. I really liked that they did the side by sides on that. That was really cool.
I think actually, as much as I hated High School Musical, and we're getting way off topic, but I guess that's Thursday. I actually like most of the people from High School Musical now.
I've still never watched any of them.
I've never watched Ashley Tisdale. Of course,
you were the target audience. I was about to say you were the target audience.
But like, I always thought I'd hate Vanessa Hudgens. I like Vanessa Hudgens. I like Ashley Tisdale. Probably the other people, if I could remember.
I recognize those names. But
you know Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah, I recognize that name, but I can't think of anything else she's
I had a big crush on Ashley Tisdale. She was like Hillary Duff for me. I remember seeing her and just thinking like, oh, she's the cutest thing. That's before I knew about women like Alexandra Daddario and Kate Upton.
Go ahead and throw Kat Dennings in there too. They're all in that like...
Well, let's just keep going with the women that have ascended like pure bliss. What's the girl? Zooey Deschanel? Cute as a button.
I would not have put her in the group with the other.
You're talking about just like the bombshell.
Well, because those three people are all very similar. Well, I say very similar.
Oh, I get what you're saying now.
they have a lot of similar attributes.
Yeah,
Zooey Deschanel does not share those attributes.
Katy Perry, she's basically large-breasted Zooey Deschanel. We're talking about breast size, right?
Not just that, also like pale, pretty, etc.
Zooey Deschanel is very pale, very pretty.
It's true.
She just lacks the breasts. But that's where Katy Perry jumps in because it's the same girl.
Look extremely similar.
You can put pictures of Katy Perry, and you know, sexist jokes aside now, put pictures of Katy Perry with Zooey Deschanel and Emily Blunt, and all three of them look so similar to each other. It's scary.
Who's Zooey Deschanel's sister?
Emily. She was in Bones.
Yeah.
Lindsay, are you okay? You look like you have suddenly crashed.
Just let me know when you're done with this conversation.
Do you not like talking celebrity trivia?
I'm just getting bored. I'm sorry.
Oh, we'll go back to talk
about
Zac
Efron. That's a great thing to say live on the podcast on.
Let's go back to Zac Efron so Lindsay will be happy.
No.
I'm just bored with this talk.
Mostly because I'm bad at names and faces, whether they're celebrities or not.
No. I guess that's fair.
I really like Zoe and New Girl.
Yeah, she's awesome in New Girl.
I didn't watch New Girl.
I didn't watch
Blood Diamonds.
I started watching New Girl for Zooey Deschanel, but then I stuck around for the rest of the cast because turns out she's the weakest member of the cast.
I don't watch TV generally, although I did get Sling over the weekend.
As a failed attempt to watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
But I did get to start watching Grant Hawes from Ghost Hunters has a new ghost show on Travel Channel called Ghost Nation. Which is just the stupidest title. But it's Jason Hawes and it's Dave Tango and Steve Gonzalez. And they were all three from Ghost Hunters. And I liked all three of them.
So it's
back to the original crew. And from there, I found out that they also revived Ghost Hunters. And it's now on A&E with Grant something. I forget his name. But he leads a whole new team on Ghost Hunters. So, did you ever watch Ghost Hunters?
Nope.
I wish Tanner was here right now. I'm going to keep this brief. So, the original Ghost Hunters was Jason and Grant. They worked for Roto-Rooter.
Yep.
And they created Taps, which was a ghost hunting like group. That got picked up by Sci-Fi, became this huge hit, really ushered in the wave of ghost paranormal television that's all over the place now. They were the originators.
Yep.
Grant left a couple years ago, and then the show kind of ended. Neither of them did anything for a while. Now Jason has this show, and now Grant revived Ghost Hunters on a different channel. And what was really cool was on Grant's show, he specifically mentions in the first episode, all the people that I worked with have all moved on to new careers in the field and are doing very well for themselves. And they actually showed Jason and Amy Bruni and your ex-boyfriend, Jordan, his alternate version. What was it? Adam Berry. Showed them, because they all have different shows now on different channels. I just thought that was cool. Instead of like...
Instead of ignoring it
and pretending like they don't exist anymore, saying like, no, they're all doing their own thing and cool for them. Now here's my thing.
That's awesome.
I like that.
That is neat.
Anyway, right. So from breasts to ghosts.
All the way back to my original point.
Ghost breasts.
Noelle on Disney Plus is a truly delightful Christmas
film. And
it's
also like the first thing that pops up on the menu to watch.
Who's the hottest dead girl, you think?
What the fuck?
Because I think, that's just going to get weird. I was saying that.
Especially because if you're talking about like corpses and stuff. So, Noelle is a delightful film starring Anna Kendrick, Billy Eichner. And
because I was thinking, like, of all the women that have passed away, who's your favorite actress that's passed away that you think was the prettiest? That's what I meant by it, and I was saying it in a joking way. But then my answer made me sad because I really missed them and I loved them to death.
I bet you I can guess.
Who is it?
Brittany Murphy.
It's Brittany Murphy. I love Brittany Murphy, and I still can't believe she's dead. So, like, I didn't want to make the joke anymore because I'm like, well, now I'm actually sad. Like, it's like Michael Clark Duncan.
Mm.
People keep forgetting he passed away. Or Bernie Mac.
Well, yeah, not only do people keep forgetting, like, goddamn, what's his name? He was also in the Friday movies.
Chris Tucker. That people confuse
for Michael Clark.
Tiny Lister?
Yeah. Because he talks about, like, there was an interview I saw a while back, like, after Michael Clark Duncan died. And yeah, there's just some woman that saw him out there. It's like, oh, you're that Michael Clark Duncan. I loved you in this movie. Like, and he just does it like it was this little old lady. He didn't even bother. He was like, yes, ma'am. Like,
he didn't want to
like,
break her heart.
Can I help you? Because he was helping her with her groceries.
It's his own fault because in the original Friday movie, Michael Clark Duncan was with him in that scene on Friday. So Friday.
I like Friday.
So Noel.
I haven't seen that movie in a really long time.
Noel.
Noel.
I heard it's a good Christmas movie.
I'm trying
movie.
To think of the other guy's name that's in it.
I'm on it.
He was in It. He was Richie in It. What is his name?
Richie. Are you talking about adult Richie or young
adult
Richie?
Adult Richie.
Bill Hader?
Yeah.
He's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Anna Kendrick are siblings. They're the brother and sister. They're the,
he's
the
on
son
the cover.
And daughter. Yeah. Of Santa Claus.
I was gonna say, isn't there
and
they're related to Santa? Is what
yeah,
I thought. Part
yeah,
of the
yeah, they're
was.
they're the children of Santa. Bill Hader has inherited the title of Santa Claus.
He's Nick Kringle.
Yes,
that's his name, Nick Kringle.
Her name
I'm joking.
Her name is Noel Kringle. Yeah, just a delightful movie. He runs off to Arizona. She has to go find him. Hijinks. It's
also starring Shirley MacLaine,
yes,
Julie Haggerty, Michael Gross as Elder Elf. Oh, you don't even get a name.
That's what he's called in the movie.
Hey, Ron Funches is in it.
Who?
African American gentleman.
Who's he play?
I don't know. It just says Ron Funches. Tell you. He's a very funny guy. I remember seeing a joke he told once about wrestling and how someone tried to tell him it was fake. And his reply was like, wait, so you're telling me that this show about this like undead wizard isn't on the up and up?
what does it say the character name is?
Elf Mortimer.
Okay, no, I have no idea. Because most of the elves don't get much of a spotlight outside of like Elder Elf and oh, god damn.
That's a weird name for an elf.
I think her name is Polly. You said her name a second ago, the actress.
Julie Haggerty?
No.
The other one?
Yeah.
Lindsay? It's an older actress.
Shirley MacLaine,
yeah. Yeah.
She knows those women.
That's because it's Partridge Family.
It's Partridge Family.
Yeah, she's an elf in that one, too.
The fuck is the Partridge Family?
70s TV that used to rerun on Nickelodeon.
Is that the one with Danny Bonaducci?
Yes.
Oh, and there's a baby reindeer.
I hope there's a poop joke in there about it.
What?
Oh, son of a bitch, is there? God damn it!
I hate you, Disney.
I
honestly don't remember if there's a poop joke.
I hope we get my biggest hope is that we get a Life Day episode of The Mandalorian.
That.
And we'll have Baby Yoda dressed up in a little Santa hat.
God damn it!
He's cute.
He is cute.
I like that the new memes are of everyone just remixing him fighting the radio station.
Oh yeah, it's a different song. Jesse sent
oh
me
my
one.
God, yeah. There's one that he's flipping on the station. It's Coheed song, and it's just like they picked a perfect song for it. It's so good.
Don't worry, guys. That merchandise is coming out just in time for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You can pre-order it on like 18 different web pages.
I saw the Funko Pop. It looked fine.
It's going to be a damn bobblehead. That's what pisses me off.
Yep. I mean, all of the Star Wars ones
I know.
Are
and Marvel.
All the,
I know.
Everything owned by Disney is a bobblehead.
Other than the Disney characters.
Really?
Yeah
they're Disney not bobbleheads. It's just Marvel and Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was just the Disney properties all got bobbleheads.
No. Because if my Maleficent was a bobblehead, I would not have it.
Is it the dragon version or the person?
It's the regular.
Could you imagine
person.
A dragon with the bobblehead?
Okay, that would be kind of fun.
Just bobbing around. Yeah, fuck. I had something important. Oh, so don't you think Zac Efron would be the best Cyclops? We've talked about this before.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
I'd be fine with him being the Zac Cyclops.
Zac Efron would be a phenomenal Cyclops.
So down at Toy Bomb.
He's a little short, but doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. So Wolverine was a little tall in the
movies. Did I send you the link that there's petitions online that people want Danny DeVito to be Wolverine?
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
It is.
Some asshole thought of that. And ran with it.
I think DeVito would make a fun Puck.
I think DeVito
or could have like 20 years ago.
I would make DeVito probably be, I would say maybe Xavier.
God damn it.
Anyway, Toy Bomb has almost the entire set of X-Men 2099 toys, which I bring up because I bought a toy there today. They had a Director Krennic from Rogue One. His for $5, and I'm like, oh fuck it, I'm gonna get that.
The X-Men 2099 toys MSRP.
They're $5 a piece.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I legitimately thought about buying the whole set and giving it to you for Christmas, because we were just talking about 2099 yesterday,
yeah.
But not that 2099. Because I saw a character and I was like, oh, that's clearly Gambit 2099, and his name was like, I forget what it was, but it was clearly not Gambit. And then I looked at the back and I thought, none of these characters represent any of the characters that I remember. Because Spider-Man 2099, he's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Punisher 29 is still the Punisher. X-Men 2099 are just random dudes like Metalhead. And
yeah, they're just mutants that have kind of taken over the not even the role. Clearly not the mantle.
No, just the spot.
Yeah.
Just took the spot of like, we need a guy.
So
I'm a
you're,
guy.
You're Flamethrower 3 and you're Water Guy 5.
It's like you're the one that uses ice. You're the one that shoots lasers from their eyes.
Hey,
like,
we had a guy that controlled metal. What do you do? Well, I'm made of metal. It's the same thing. It's fine. It's fine. So I didn't buy them for you. That's the point.
I appreciate the thought.
But if you want to go look at them, $5 a piece. You really, and there's like six of them. It's so like seriously, $30. You can get the entire X-Men 2099 set right now at Toy Bomb.
That's kind of neat.
So that's kind of cool.
Especially because I imagine are they the older figures?
Yes.
Like from the, okay. Yeah.
They're the original figures. So that's very, very cool. And that's where we're going to end it. Plug in one of our local guys. We love them so much. Mostly because I got to go to Best Buy and I got to talk to them about Orbi. So that's going to do it for us. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Next week, we may have or we may not have Mandy Kennedy on the show to talk about our Spotify list.
And she says she is 90-something percent sure that she's going to be here.
So
we have a 10% chance that we need a different thing to do.
Penises crossed. Allie, you're going to be here next week?
No.
Good. Then that's good that Mandy will be here. All right. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Want to shoot you over to our patreon.com/podzilla1985. And the reason I bring it up, our kids are starving. My kids need wine. I can't take them to Disney Place this year. and we need that extra money for the show. My wife left me. It's rough. It's a rough time of the year for me.
We got 3 free shows up at this point.
Yeah, so go listen to them.
Yeah, we do the first episode, the first pre-show of every month. It's free.
Yeah.
So you can go to patreon.com/podzilla1985. You can see if that content is worth a dollar to you.
If you haven't already subscribed to us on Patreon, let me ask you a serious question. As a fan, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, are you fucking stupid in the head or what?
God damn.
So that's going to do it for us. Have a good night, guys. We'll see you on Monday with Nerd Up. Later.